B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. But before I tell you what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you that this is 100% utter BS. It's not true. It is fake news, as they say. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Apparently, a poll was done that found out that American adults look forward to Valentine's Day more than they look forward to Christmas.
Right.
That survey brought to you by Hallmark. Come on, man. That is not...
No, Hallmark's definitely more Christmas than Valentine's, but...
That is BS. Oh, if that is true, if that's
There's
true...
There's no way.
It's because they asked somebody who just got into a brand new relationship right now. They're still in that honeymoon phase, and they want to see what they're going to get for Valentine's Day. Mm. That's the only way. That's the only way. They surveyed people who just got into a relationship after Christmas, after a bad breakup, and are excited about what they're going to get for Valentine's Day, because there's nobody who gets more excited for Valentine's Day than Chris. Nobody!
What do you even do for Valentine's Day besides go out to dinner on that day?
That's what I'm saying.
But Christmas, we have all kinds of buildup. We got lights. We got decorations.
You get better gifts on Christmas, I would
you
imagine.
You have family gatherings and parties. You get drunk. All this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Valentine's Day is just a day, right?
Yeah, I mean, you do the dinner. Like, you know, I'm thinking, okay, for myself, we could do dinner, and that's it, you know? Maybe I'll bring her flowers or something, but you don't go out with something extraordinary unless you just started dating the person and you want to impress them. That's it. That's it. And that's the only... Christmas, you always kind of want to go all out a little bit, or as much as you can. Valentine's Day, you hold back on Valentine's Day a little bit.
A lot of people, when they get a new relationship, shoot themselves in the foot on Valentine's Day, because when you start with the bar raised that high, every year after that, you're going to go higher and higher and higher. Otherwise, you're pissing the person
off. It's a massive mistake, which I always tell my male friends. I'm like, don't do that. And they say, why? I love her. And I said, because now she's going to expect it all the time. Mm-hmm. Start off low.
The best thing about Valentine's Day is the days after Valentine's Day when candy is 70% off.
Yes.
That's the best one.
That message brought to you by Pebbles.
Yes, absolutely.
Who is anti-relationship.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.